Hey, everybody. How's your cooking going this week? I hope some of the tips we've shared have been helpful. How many people do you know who have a natural affinity for and skill with baking? It just seems to flow so naturally for them, and their cookies, their cakes, breads, and pastries come out perfectly every time. Guess what? I'm not one of those people. But my lovely niece Paige, who turned 17 on Sunday, is working to help me through my issues. She is going to be one fantastic pastry chef. I can feel it in my bones. So even though I couldn't in a million years consider myself a baker, as someone who does work in the cooking profession, I'm called upon to bake, and those items need to be as good in quality as my beef tenderloin or my cheese souffle. So here's what I've learned. First, you absolutely have to measure everything when you bake. There isn't the same leeway as in cooking, when you can put in a pinch of this and a bit of that. It's a chemistry project, every single time. And if you want to get the proper results, you absolutely have to measure. If you're going to be doing a lot of baking, particularly bread baking, I'd recommend getting a kitchen scale. You'll be surprised at the varying weights, particularly of flour, and it's always best to be sure. You take the measuring cup, place it on the scale, tear it, which means you subtract the weight of the cup itself, then reweigh the cup filled with a flour. This is the best way to be accurate. Another good rule of thumb, particularly when making cookies, muffins, or cakes, is to mix all of the wet ingredients together, then mix all the dry ingredients together in separate bowls. Then add dry to wet, 1/3 at a time, unless the recipe specifically calls for a different order or a different combination. This is always a good way to ensure that everything gets mixed correctly. When using a convection oven, particularly for baking, remember that it's not the same as a conventional oven. Ovens are heated by elements on the bottom and perhaps the top of the appliance. These elements may be fueled by natural gas or electricity, and regardless of the source, natural convection, the transfer of heat and gas or liquid by the circulation of currents, causes the top of a conventional oven's interior to be warmer than the bottom. Hot air rises and cold air sinks. Convection ovens have a fan located either in the back of the oven or on the side, and that constantly moves the hot air around and inside the appliance, ensuring that the heat is evenly distributed. A convection oven is always as hot on the bottom as it is on the top. That's the reason why you can cook stacked dishes in a convection oven, because there's an equal amount of heat bottom to top. This means that cooking times will be different between the two. When cooking in a convection oven for the first time, cut back on the amount of time mentioned in the recipe and check your baked goods often. You'll also want to cut back a little bit on the temperature. You might want to think about reducing the oven temperature by 15 to 20 degrees. As you get to know your convection oven, it'll become second nature. Just be sure to check it as you're learning. Be sure to read your recipes carefully when baking. Melted butter will interact with dry ingredients differently than softened butter at room temperature. Don't be tempted to substitute anything until or unless you know for sure it's going to work. Substituting orange for lemon zest is okay, or maybe caramel pieces for chocolate chips. But beyond these flavor changes, substitutions are generally a no-no to the non-experienced baker. And if you find your cookies and cakes are burning all the time on the bottom when the tops aren't done, you might want to consider changing to a baking stone or using silicone or parchment inserts on your pan. Also, make sure you preheat the oven. Then, place them on the rack more toward the top, away from the heating element. You may also want to put an empty cookie sheet on the rack beneath them to deflect direct heat. This generally solves the problem. So there you have it. If any of you bakers out there have some helpful tips, I'd love to read them, and maybe even read them on the air. I'm always up for newest suggestions on how to make baking easier for myself and my students. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School. Tutti a Tavola, all to the table, where you can get your PhD in delicious.